Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach Jackson from The Athletic on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've actually been awake here on the East Coast and listening to your terrible show, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
You're just a wonderful person. We are all very fond of you, Zach. We thank you very much. Okay, Before we get going with the preseason game here and what it does and doesn't mean, has there been anything that we've said that you've taken umbrage with?
No. You know, it's your job to talk and argue and present different scenarios on Callaway. And, you know, it's complicated. They draft this guy knowing he's forever been in trouble. They love him talent-wise. They immediately promote him. And he does this. Now, is this a huge deal in the context of anything? Is there a chance he might not even be charged with anything? Sure.
Can we do something?
Yeah, Zach, put you on hold real quick.
Let's try to call Zach. Let's try to call Zach on his cell.
Yeah, seriously. It sounds like he's on vinyl.
It was a record player.
He tried to get us a clean line from the hotel phone.
And it was worse than his awful cell phone.
It's like Lieutenant Dan trying to call in the Jets right now. I don't know what was that. But
Zach Jackson on a 45.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
All right, so I just always wanted to do this while we're waiting for a guy to call back, just sit here in awkward silence, go, we're waiting.
Well, I was trying to think of the reference in Star Wars where Princess Leia comes
it's
up.
Ringing.
And what is that called?
Wait, say that again?
In Star Wars, Princess Leia appears, right,
in a hologram?
In a hologram.
Yes.
We could have Zach on a hologram back in 1972 as part of the Star Wars feature, and it would be better than the quality of his freaking phone, which is a landline in the hotel.
Yeah.
What kind of cheap hotel is The Athletic putting Zach up that they have that kind of a phone line?
Well, to answer such questions, we welcome Zach back on from New Jersey. Hello, Zach.
For once, that was not my fault. That's your producer's fault. I said, I hear static.
Yes.
Right under the bus.
Yes, I love it.
Zach, okay, so what were you saying when you were talking about our terrible show?
You know, I think there's good answers on both sides of the Callaway situation. The Browns signed up for this. The Browns were willing to take the risk. He does this. I mean, on one hand, it's the NFL. They don't care. They need you to produce on Sunday. On the other hand, you talk all this stuff about culture and whatever, and you have these two guys in Gordon and Callaway who are always in trouble, right? And you need to get to winning, and you need to get past the stuff, and it is a distraction. So, you know, I think there's a great chance that legally nothing comes of this, although you could never explain away how you could really say I'm not sure whether my license is suspended or not, because, come on, you either know. It's either active or it's not.
Yeah.
But it's the question of the tolerance of what are we going to do. We come out and say this guy's on a one-strike policy, and here it is. And the bigger thing is he didn't tell the team. So I don't think they're going to cut him. And I know he'd be claimed if they did. So I think that's part of it. But, I mean, this is a guy that not even the Bengals were going to draft until the seventh round. And the Browns drafted him in the fourth and made him a starter in a week. And you're always going to live with him, just like with Gordon for years, wondering what's next, wondering what day you're going to think he's in the plan, and he's not going to be available.
All right, so, Zach, we've been debating whether or not he should have even made the trip. Ken's worried about leaving him alone, which I do understand.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole thing, is it's comical to say that. But it shows where you are. Like, okay, you need this guy. You want this guy. But if it's that bad, he's a 23-year-old man, and you can't leave him alone, then why waste your time?
All right,
that being said, I agree with bringing him on the trip. I think he'll play tonight. I think he'll start. And the Browns have said, here we go. So, I mean, because I got a problem jumping on either side of the train with it. It's just this is what they've chosen, and this is what it comes with. And they see it every day. I mean, here we are again. Josh Gordon's coming tomorrow, and tomorrow Josh Gordon's not coming.
You know, Zach, my thought has always been, and I got into this a little bit yesterday, even when I called you, is that I got some folks saying, well, you know, you're not improving your culture by keeping him around. You weren't really improving your culture by drafting him. You improved your culture by having guys in key positions who you know can take care of their business on the field, and once they can't, that's when you let those guys go. But when we're looking at Antonio Callaway, I wouldn't have drafted Antonio Callaway in the first place. And then I'm looking back and I'm going, what are we really mad about? Are we mad at Antonio Callaway? Maybe. But are we really mad because I don't remember the last time we've had ourselves a good, solid draft pick at wide receiver of a guy who's just went out there and done his job the right way.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the issue. I'm not sure what you're asking. I mean, that's the issue. You finally have a legit professional receiver in Jarvis Landry. It's the first time in a decade,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you had a guy lead the league in receiving in 14 games 5 years ago, and he's played in 9 games since or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you need receivers. You need playmakers, and that's why you draft Antonio Callaway. But when he doesn't make it through 8 days of camp without an incident, you have to wonder, is it worth going through this again? And I can't answer that. You can't answer that. The Browns have to make their choice and roll forward. I mean, their game-changing receiver is Jarvis Landry. Their potential season-changing receiver makes Instagram videos. He doesn't play football very often.
Zach Jackson from The Athletic joining us on the show. You notice I'm not going to disagree with you about that. Zach, I'm going to ask you about Baker just because he's going to play more tonight. What do you expect to see from Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, I think he'll play well based on what I've seen. I think there's been a little bit of jumping to conclusions, like he's been great every day and bombing these touchdowns. But the flip side is his accuracy has been really good when he knows where he's going, especially. And tonight is a big challenge for him and a big evaluation point in terms of, instead of running in and out for 4 plays, like handling an 8-10 play drive, calling audibles, calling a timeout in the middle of the series, potentially a 2-minute drill, all of these things. So I think the starters will play 2 series. The only way they play 1 is if it's like a 12-play drive. And then Baker will play from late in the first quarter or early in the second quarter, I think all the way through the third. So he'll have a chance to encounter a lot of things. You know, I wonder who's going to be out there with him at wide receiver. The first week he made all his big plays with Rashard Higgins, who's now at least a little bit on the first team and would be on the first team if they sit Antonio Callaway. And boy, what a punishment that would be to suspend him for 2 drives in the first preseason game. So I don't, you know, you're looking at guys like Damari Scott and CJ Board, but I think Baker has performed well. More importantly than anything else, Baker has definitely taken a big leap from the spring, and now it's a big 7 or 10 days as he gets this experience, gets back. They'll have some real practices next week and then another game where he'll again play 2 quarters next week. So I think they're pleased with Baker. I don't think there's any quarterback competition or any threat of Baker winning the starting job. And if Baker wants to do that, or people listening want Baker to do that, it's got to happen over the next 7 days, and it starts with a solid showing tonight.
Zach Jackson joining us on the hotline. You can find him both at The Athletic and the A to Z podcast. We joked about some of our impressions of the preseason last year. They end up going 4-0. We know where some of us stand on that. But in all seriousness, this year, what should we be looking at? If we're Browns fans, what matters and what doesn't from what we see tonight at the preseason game?
Well, Baker matters, right? That is without a doubt. Now you have somewhere between a problem and an emergency at wide receiver again. Now, last year you had that and you didn't have Jarvis Landry, so you're automatically better. But who are these guys and can they play in the real games? You need Njoku to keep getting better. I mean, he's like a rookie for 2 more years, so you just every chance that he gets to play is a big deal. And defensively, you know, there's really young defensive line and not a lot of depth. So do you need to make a move there? These guys need to play the young ones that they like. Then in the secondary, I have huge questions. I see guys run wide open at practice every single day, and we know what happened last year. So it's a remade secondary, and it's early. So we'll see there. I'm not sure Davis Webb is going to light you up, but he might. So, you know, not just Denzel Ward and Mitchell, because I think those guys have really emerged, but who's behind them, and then how does it all sort out? Because we know Peppers and Kindred are close. We know Breann Body Calhoun has played like 6 different positions. Kind of where do guys fit and who makes plays against a new offense and new set of receivers?
Zach Jackson joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are we making too big a deal about Hard Knocks?
No. Yes and no. I mean, I don't know exactly what you mean by making too big a deal.
Okay.
But it's a TV show.
The scene,
know?
The scene with Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson. A lot of people are making a big.
People are. Yeah,
we are.
People are making too big a deal about that. Yeah, that's okay. That's business. I think that goes on in every meeting room. That's certainly a football thing there. You know, I mean, Todd Haley. The screenshot of Todd Haley's exasperated look is good, and I'm sure I'll be texting and tweeting that to you at times over the next 4 months. Mm-hmm. But I just think that that's something that goes on. I mean, it's very clearly a TV show. The initial conversation with Hugh and Haley and the other offensive coaches, I mean, it was terrible. It was so contrived, and they were trying to hide, right, about Gordon. And then the rest of it, it's not in chronological order. It's a TV show. So, yeah, I think it's real, real easy to make too much of what you see on that show. But I thought, you know, besides that and then jumping in the lake, which I'm just really tired of, I got an A+ besides those two things.
What did you think? Explain a little bit, clarify if you can, what you mean by you thought it was contrived, the Gordon stuff.
You're telling me that all of a sudden Hugh Jackson sits down with his offensive coordinator, his receivers coach, and his tight ends coach, and just ho-hum, oh shucks, hey guys, Josh is not going to be here. It's probably only going to be a couple days, but he's just not going to be here. Well, what? How long? Well, he'll be here. And then Hugh just kind of gets quiet. And it fades away. I mean, come on.
I find it very interesting that all of the discussion of we're concerned about his privacy. We don't care about his privacy. I mean, we care about his privacy. We are not, you know, talking to him or any question. They dodged every element of those questions about Josh Gordon. And then on the first episode of a nationally televised show that all the football fans are watching, did they violate his privacy right there and then? Like, it seems kind of silly to me.
Yeah, I mean, their answer was he'll be here soon, right? And that's 2.5 weeks ago. So I don't know what's going on or what the outcome will be. I don't know what John Dorsey's perplexed look in that press conference meant. I just know every day that he's not here, he's not here. And so it's hard to believe soon and be back and everything's good. That's all. I don't know. I've heard 100 different things, and I don't know any of them to be true or untrue. And I don't know. I don't even have a lean anymore which ones might be true. It's just every day he's not here, he's not here. He's on Instagram, he's not helping the team.
Zach Jackson joined us on the hotline. The discussion about whether or not players need to play, this came up with Jarvis Landry, this came up with Todd Haley. And without overreacting to what we saw in Hard Knocks, I feel like every team is always internally having this discussion about whether guys play or not. We know Todd Haley, it's been brought up as part of that Bill Parcells school where he would almost humiliate players that were taking days off and on the bikes, and they would have to wear these big jerseys with a big red X, almost as to shame them, like a scarlet letter for missing practice. My thought was, what was Myles Garrett thinking watching his teammate Jarvis Landry say that, and also Todd Haley, and do you think that stuff does matter?
I've been on Hugh's side in this. I'd rather have my guys later. You know, if there's a history of hamstring issues, if there's a chance to hold them back and give them a day, I mean, some of that, they're on the bikes on July 29th. Like, who cares what happens on July 29th ever? So, yeah, what Todd Haley said about the players who haven't done bleep, not doing bleep, he makes a valid point, and you have to get the work done. But, I mean, it's still like August 9th, right? It's a calendar month until there's one game, and there's 15 after that. So, you know, you can call me whatever names, and I read them every day in my Twitter mentions. I'm firmly on Hugh's side on this one.
Oh, I thought you'd be on the other side. I'm a little bit surprised. I understand your point, what you're saying, though, Zach. I'll give you that one. Zach Jackson.
I mean, you know, Miles got hurt twice in practice.
That's true.
Year, right? They, well, now, they were freak accidents, but this is a guy. Miles is like a once-in-a-decade or multiple-decades guy. He has a history of lower body injuries and got hurt twice in practice last year.
Yeah.
Does anybody give a darn what he does on practice this coming Tuesday?
No. You're right about that.
That's how I look at it.
Well, Zach, because I tried to explain it a little bit yesterday, because I go back to Mike Pettine, and Mike Pettine's first camp was a lot of people thought, wow, they're really banging out there. They're really getting after it. And then the second camp, my God, it was just the Tour de Berea out there where everybody was out on a bike. I want to know what you think how deep this football team is. Are they deep at all, or do they still need to work on it? Because that leads up to the next one.
They're deeper.
Yeah.
They're deep in a couple spots. You know, Ken, I am looking right across right now at MetLife Stadium. Now, the old stadium's not here, but it was 10 years ago
that
Romeo was running Camp Cupcake. The Browns came out here for a Monday night game, and like four guys got hurt, or six guys got hurt, right? Now, did that have anything to do – did their concussions that night in that game have anything to do with what went on in camp?
No.
You know, I don't know. Somebody pulled up lame. I mean, should he have been going harder or less in camp? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep your guys healthy, and everybody's going to sit a day. Everybody's going to, you know, the schedule's going to change up. You're going to have to adjust some things on the fly. But I understand totally when Haley says we can't live in our fears, but also you got to be smart and you got to keep your guys. And we know what's at stake here. Hugh know, even though he won't talk about it publicly because he never answers a question straight up, he knows his job is at stake. And he knows they have to win games starting September 9th. So what happens in July and the first week of August is not really going to be tied to any of that. Tonight, the thing is get to work and get back to work. That's the whole deal. It doesn't matter if they score two touchdowns, 10, or throw interceptions tonight. You know, it's great. What did I tell both of you guys? It is so good for you guys that three of the preseason games are on Thursday, because on Friday morning we're going to have overreaction Friday, right, to Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield.
Yes,
to the Browns, all that matters is get that on tape, get everybody in the training room, get everybody on the plane, and go home and get back to work.
Zach, I thank you very much for the time. You're the best. Have a great night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Zach Jackson joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple of takeaways from that when we come back, and also – the primetime schedule is out for you, Cavs.
Let's go.
Kinda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.